I just want to raise something again that was mostly discussed last week, but now that President Sojcich's here, I think it's important to just kind of reiterate it. Last week, the executive made a unilateral decision to support blocking the BEHB bid. Now, the time's come and gone for that decision to be made by the federal government, so a major important decision like that should be consulting the students and the council. And I know you guys tried to time it, but there were, I would say, 2 months that that decision could have been consulted and made before you guys made a statement to the press without consulting council.
President Sojcich.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much for the question. I totally disagree with your word unilateralism in this decision that we made. From what you could read in the press release, we actually made the decision along with the University of Regina Students Union and with consultation with various student leaders on this campus, including your president, actually, Amber Johnson. It wasn't a unilateral decision by any means. In fact, it's interesting when you think about last year and the decisions that were made around this council table and as an executive. You were on council last year, Councillor Niestoon, you will recall the stances that we took on Trost comments regarding pride parades. You'll recall our stance on the Iranian elections. You'll recall our stance on Planned Parenthood and supporting Planned Parenthood and federal funding for safe sex and so on in Africa. And never at any of those occasions did you bring up the issue of the executive not consulting council, which we did. And the reason for that is because in the body, the executive committee shall administer the affairs of, manage the activities of, and formulate policies for the union, and be accountable to council with respect to these matters, which is what I'm doing right now, and answering your question. It does not say at the discretion of council. And in fact, I did listen to the minutes. I was in Washington, although I took the time to listen to the minutes afterwards. You had made some comments about the neutrality of the Edwards School of Business and how USSU was not standing up for Edwards School of Business in this issue. Well, in fact, I again will state I did consult your student union president. I would also mention that your student union president was present when 10 million reasons to cheer a pep rally in support of Potash Corp was held, oddly enough, 5 days before the decision was made by the federal government. When you're having a pep rally 5 days before the decision came down in the Edwards School of Business. If this is in fact about recognizing the strong support of our donors, I would have suggested that you hold that rally perhaps not when this dispute is occurring, or perhaps you would have decided to cancel it. That would have been my advice, but to say that the Edwards School of Business is neutral on this when the advertisement says pom-poms optional but encouraged. And I could even read you the press release that was put out by the university on this. The University of Saskatchewan celebrates Potash Corp's ongoing commitment. So I just find it really interesting, and I guess I'm just a little bit confused as to the Edwards School of Business neutrality on this issue when you held a pep rally.